1-800-449-8686. Tread separation problems similar to those that have plagued Bridgestone Firestone Incorporated have contributed to 8 deaths linked to light truck tires manufactured by Goodyear. According to the LA Times, hi, this is the Phil Hendry Show. And for those of you that did not win tickets to see my show live at the Museum of Television and Radio, you can stand outside in a line and get in. Basically, that's what they're saying. Stand outside. They won't permit a line before 2 o'clock, but the first 250 people that line up will get in. I find it really hard to believe that 250 people are going to stand in line to see me do my radio show. You think? You want to bet? Oh, look at you. Thanks a lot, Schaefer.
Well, I don't know. Probably not. You're probably right, Phil.
Taylor is saying, what you're saying is why I don't think so? Because I just don't think it's going to happen. Because I always hear the museum tell me, oh, the show sold out and everything is this. And remember when they did the thing for me last December? It was like 3/4 full. Now, if Norm Pattis would have showed up with his pals, you guys don't know who he is. That's okay. It was totally full. All right, so it was full. It looked half full to me. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're going to talk about the now Goodyear tires being scrutinized. And a variety of people we've talked to about this problem on our program. Jeff Dowder represents a coalition of marijuana growers and marijuana users. Let me get him on the phone right now. Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Phil. Thank you for having me on your show.
You believe in managed pain management with marijuana?
Yes, we do. We do believe that if not most people who use marijuana for pain management are people who are not trying to abuse a drug, but we also believe we involve ourselves in any area where pain management is necessary. And we do believe, Phil, that pain management is an important aspect of smoking marijuana, and that's something that we believe in. There are, right now, thousands of Americans who are dying or becoming horribly injured in accidents caused by Firestone, Bridgestone, and now Goodyear tires. And I believe that marijuana laws of the state of California, the state of Arizona, the state of Nevada, the state of Oregon, the state of Washington, the state of Montana, the state of...
Jeff, can I interrupt you for...
Yes.
Are there any states where you don't want the marijuana laws changed?
Now at this time. No, sir.
Okay, then you probably could just... You don't have to list all 50 states. You just say that you believe that all states...
That what our goal is as well as the American territories. Yes, sir.
Okay, in America and all the American territories, you would like to liberalize marijuana laws. And how would you change those laws?
Thank you, Phil. What we would do is we would change the existing statutes to reflect what we believe is a genuine danger... And that for pain management situation with regard to the Firestone Bridgestone tires, if a family or single passenger car crashes as the result of faulty tires, I believe there's a pain management situation. We want the laws to allow people to drive on Goodyear tires to be able to buzz up or smoke ganja to manage the potential pain they'd feel once the car crashed on the bad tires.
Okay, all right, let me back up here. You are in favor of, you've advocated pain management, using marijuana for pain management for a long time.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay, you're also in a band, are you not?
I am, Phil. I'm the leader of a band called Dark Horse, but I do advocate on behalf of liberalized marijuana laws.
Okay. Bridgestone and Firestone, the tires could cause accidents. What you're saying is you want it legal for people to smoke marijuana who are driving on Bridgestone tires because they could crash and then be in pain.
That is correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, Phil, I mean, it's not...
I don't quite understand, but go ahead.
I mean, if you crash in a car and you will be in pain, you should be allowed to have pain management and spark out if you had bad tires. And one way Firestone tires could engender...
Okay, hold on for a minute, because marijuana is a drug that impairs judgment.
No, sir, it does not.
No, it's a drug. It's just like... It is just like alcohol.
No, sir, it is not.
Why?
Marijuana helps you focus. Alcohol is a totally different drug. Alcohol, a lot of people who drink alcohol do not focus well. Marijuana helps you focus. And
so you're telling me the smoking of marijuana enhances driving, helps people drive?
Yes, sir, it does. And I can tell you, one-way Firestone tires could engender the goodwill of customers and begin to make some reparation to the poor families, I think, Phil, that have died, is that with every set of Firestone tires sold, we would like them to give out a bag of Chronic so they can begin to manage pain as soon as they get in the car. Because I will tell you, and I've had a lot of people tell me this, the minute they get into a car with Firestone tires, they're already not feeling good. And a bag of the Chronic, Allspark.
You're saying that Firestone should give out a bag of marijuana for people because they're not feeling well, right?
Because of the pain.
All right, well, I can certainly understand anxiety getting into a car that is riding on a set of tires that have alleged to have been the cause of so much tragedy, and those are possibly Firestone tires. You mentioned...
And we came up with a joke, Phil, and I don't want to make a joke at the expense of a lot of families, but check it out. It's not been a good year for Firestone. Check it out, you know? And
I got it. That's good.
Or I mean, it's just something we said, but it's not been... But the Chronic makes you focused. It does not make you drunk and dizzy like beer. And I think a lot of people who drink miss the point about the Chronic and miss the point...
You're talking about marijuana?
Yes, sir.
Then call it that, not the Chronic, okay?
Yes, sir.
You're saying that people who drink think that marijuana is just another mind-altering chemical that screws up their ability to focus on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. And so all we're trying to say, Phil, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, is that through pain management, we've seen millions of cancer patients be helped. We've seen millions of people with glaucoma be helped. We've seen millions of people who are in serious pain from cancer be helped. And I'm just trying to say be helped to people who are on Firestone tires. A lot of people have died. I don't think you would deny that.
I know that the allegation is that a lot of families, a lot of people have died from faulty tires, possibly manufactured by Firestone.
Well, I think you're qualifying the way the media does.
No, I'm trying to avoid any lawsuit. But what I'm saying is I understand that is the allegation, and there has been.
All right, then what we are asking is for those people who are about to crash be allowed to have pain management.
Which is to blast up as soon as they get in the car, anticipating
that they're going to hit a tree or their car's going to explode.
It just seems like a bad way to live, man, that every time you get in your car, you think it's going to explode or go off the road.
Well, what are you going to do?
So I need pain management.
I'm saying that you do.
You know, I have Bridgestone tires on my car. I'm asking you, does my wife smoke a joint before she gets in that car, anticipating she's going to get in a crash?
I believe it should be her right, yes, sir. Because you do not know.
You know, there's a lot of recall.
A lot of recall, but I don't know if the new tires they're putting on is any good neither. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Jeff Dotter is with us. He is... He believes in pain management using marijuana, and one of the things they're campaigning for right now is that if you have Bridgestone or Firestone tires on your car, that you should be allowed to smoke dope in the car because your tires may come off and your car may crash and you'll need some pain management. So you should have the dope handy. 1-800-449-8686 is the number to the Phil Hendry Show. Just so you know, and I mentioned it at the outset of the hour, Goodyear has also now been the subject of at least one news story that I'm looking at, linking Goodyear tires to a possible failure and a possible injury or death. 1-800-449-8686. The other thing that he mentioned is that marijuana does not affect your judgment, that it helps you focus. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. And we have Jeff Dotter on, who is an advocate for pain management, using marijuana for pain management, Mr. Dowder? Is that an accurate description?
I think it is an accurate one. Phil, I have want to make a remark that I do have Goodyear tires on my truck. I will also tell you that I am afraid that they'll blow, okay? So you have to...
Well, okay.
But hold on, but I mean, you have to understand. So in order for me to drive my truck, I'm forced by Goodyear to spark up an owl before I go anywhere. And I think that's unfair, because I'd like to have the freedom to be able to spark up when I'm kicking to Limp Bizkit, or I'm kicking to Faith No More, or I'm kicking it.
Okay, so you can smoke dope when you're listening to those guys. Are you telling me that Goodyear is making you get high? Are you telling...
Because of the anticipation of the pain, yeah. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, I think it's a stretch, man, to say that Goodyear Tire Company is making you smoke marijuana. Erie, Pennsylvania on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. I agree and disagree. I don't know about advocating pot for just general pain management. I do agree with that. I think people
You do agree with pain management?
I agree, yes. You should be able to use it
utilizing
for pain
the
management.
Utilizing the product, right.
But I don't know about giving it away with a set of tires. Myself, being a musician, I learned how to play while smoking pot years ago.
That's
all
exactly
it did was
say
increase. It increased my concentration.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Some people it doesn't do that for.
I think that if you utilize the chronic in the proper manner, that you can increase your focus,
absolutely.
Ability on a concentrate.
Absolutely. It definitely
does. All right, so in other words, you would recommend driving?
You can drive on it. And I'll tell you something. If Goodyear or Firestone expects me to go out on a set of their tires, then I believe they should provide me with some sparkage. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I'd like to be able to get it with green stamps.
You know what I'm
but
talking
this
about?
This is the United States, and we got a really wild prohibition going
on.
Yeah,
but check it out, man. You're also not in favor of having Goodyear be a party to a pain management program.
Well, Goodyear's a tire manufacturer. I would just like the prohibition
why
to be ended
not,
across
why,
the country.
Why can't
not
Goodyear,
necessarily for tires.
Why can't Goodyear give out a baggie of it?
Oh, I wish every drugstore, every pharmacy, every place would give out bags of it. It doesn't necessarily have to be Firestone.
So are you in favor of Firestone doing it?
I'm in favor of Firestone making tires that don't blow up. You know?
Well, then you're totally against our pain management program.
Well, no, why does it have to be associated with Firestone tires? Why
because
can't
you if I'm
going to
get on
management
their,
for the sake of pain management,
if I'm going to get on a set of their tires, man, I don't want to be going headfirst through a tree. Okay.
Well,
they
in
ought
that
to give
case,
me at least some kind
in
of sparkage.
That case, that's why we got courts to sue them.
Oh man, that's no good. I mean, don't you want to have some sparkage in case you get pitched through a window?
Well, I know some people that if you give them some sparkage, they wouldn't know their left hand from their right hand.
Well, you're
it
wrong
affects
about
some
that.
People,
I believe you're wrong about that, with all due respect.
It affects some people differently.
With all due respect,
I know
I
some people,
wrong.
With all due respect, I know some people who cannot handle smoking
okay.
pot.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your call.
Look, Phil, when you're waiting for an ambulance after an accident, you'd appreciate the chance to snap a bipper. Okay, I know when I'm sitting on the curb and I'm bleeding from the head, I'd love to snap the bippage. But I
don't doubt that there were I probably want to get stoned about then too, you know. All we're saying is Goodyear Tire Company supposed to give dope out when they sell four tires because you may be crashing on their tires soon. I don't know if that's sensible or not. Milwaukee on the Phil Hendry Show. Milwaukee, Oregon. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. First of all, I really don't agree with the gentleman who says that, you know, you should smoke pot because you have anxiety over, you know, whether your tires are defective.
Why not?
Okay, I don't think it could have been around very many people that smoke pot because the majority of them that I've seen, you know, space out.
Well,
rather
I don't know who you're with.
Focus.
I agree with the last gentleman that called. I'm a musician. I focus very well on Bipper. I do very well on the Owl. I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you got some bad green up in Oregon. You come on down to California, you know, we got a major plantation down here.
Yeah, well, I've lived in California, and I smoked Mesh Macan, and
okay.
I smoked Cambodian Red.
Okay, that's cool.
Those.
So what I'm saying is, if I'm going to get on a set of Goodyears, why can't I get ripped?
Well,
there's no problem.
That's your prerogative. I don't want to be on the road with you.
Why? What possible reason would you have not to want to get in a car with
me? Accident statistics?
You're more likely to get into an accident with a guy who just took an aspirin than you are with... I'll smoke a fat joint, and I can drive that car 100 miles an hour straight down the middle of the street.
I'm glad for you.
Yeah, you'll drive it straight down the middle of the street, hitting pedestrians as you go.
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Well, that's really comforting. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, she sounded probably...
she has probably had bibbage.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. San Diego on the... Or hold on for just a second here. San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I think that this is not okay. This is advocating the use of an illegal drug. It's mind-altering.
What about Firestone?
I mean, well... Firestone tires, okay, I'm 13 years old. My family has driven on Firestone tires since I was 5. We have never had a problem, and is this to say...
Well, Firestone is the tires are bad, and all I'm saying is...
All you're saying is you want to get stoned in case the Firestone tires blow up.
That's right.
Okay, that is not
And Firestone
okay.
is the subject of a major legal action right now because their tires possibly have been failing.
Okay, their tires have had issues.
Yeah, okay, and you don't sound 13. Here is Buffalo on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah.
Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to this. Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm listening to this, and this has got to be complete craziness for this guy to be saying that, what, we're not going to feel more pain, but how many more accidents is this going
to
cause?
Phil, I've been listening to this.
No,
you people
that.
Don't understand. I'm going to answer it for you right now.
No, you
Marijuana
that,
helps
you're
you focus.
That.
Marijuana helps you focus. Alcohol kills. Marijuana
no.
helps
Listen
focus.
Listen to me. You
marijuana
are going
saves.
To cause
Do you have any doctors that are
suggesting
you drink more if you have pain from cancer? No.
Not when you're
But
driving.
They're telling you to smoke dope.
Listen
okay?
to me.
Okay.
No,
you listen
you're
to me,
driving.
Man. I happen to have some experience with it. Marijuana helps you focus. I'm a musician, okay?
Yeah, well that's great.
All
I
right.
don't personally
I'm gonna get
use
stoned.
Drugs. Okay, I personally don't. Okay?
Hold on for a minute, all right? Yeah, I know you don't, man, because you don't know any of what you're talking about. Why don't you listen to somebody who knows what they're talking
about?
Okay,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. I am a musician. I'm gonna pack a bowl full right now.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
Hello?
You're going to get high?
Yeah.
Hello?
All right, sir.
I'm talking
sir?
To you, and you're, like, smoking a doober?
Okay, pal, why don't you get out of here? What are you going to do?
I'm going to get... Okay,
What are you doing? You getting high?
Yeah. All right, listen to this. Now I'm stoned, and nothing relaxes me or, I think, gives me more of a rhythm when I'm stoned. Check it out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Man, you hear the groove there? Did you hear the groove there?
No.
Hold on for a minute. Okay, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What am I supposed to be hearing here?
Hold on. Basically, that I'm stoned and that I play the drums good. I don't understand it.
Okay, you're stoned and you're...
Hold on.
You're getting stoned, I know that.
Yeah, hold on. 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's a jazz rhythm. And then
I didn't hear any jazz rhythm, man. Maybe I don't know jazz, but all I heard was a thing. It sounded like boom, ba, boom, ba, boom.
Yeah, that's 5/4 time. Boom, ba, boom, ba, boom. You can only do that stoned.
Okay, pal. Have a good time, all right? Hold on. This guy's getting high and he's playing drums, and this has got something to do with Goodyear tires? I don't know. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And the fact that Goodyear is involved in this now, and the fact that Firestone and Bridgestone, I guess this guy's going to tell me no tire is safe. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686.
I'm going to call right now, Phil.
All right, hold on for a second, Jeff. Hold on, okay?
Right.
Okay, is he in his car? All right. Hold on for a minute. Whew, man. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Jeff Dowder. He is an advocate for pain management through marijuana use. Should Firestone, Goodyear, and Bridgestone start handing out bags of marijuana with every set of tires they sell because you may get into an accident on their tires and you'll need pain management? Now, let me get back to Jeff. Where are you now, Jeff?
Yeah, Phil, I'm on the Hollywood Freeway. I'm just right now, I'm passing Cahuenga. Past the Cahuenga exit on my way. Son's going to go over to Universal City Walk. And
you are stoned?
I am currently now stoned. Yes, I am.
All right. What do you mean you're going to Universal City Walk?
Because after I got off with you, I thought I'd just, you know, scope it out, go to that new bowling alley they got.
All right, you're high and you're driving on Firestone tires.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Okay.
You need to stop.
Hold on.
You need to stop getting stoned in the car.
Okay, but the knowledge that I'm on Firestone tires does make me a scared of crashing, and if I crash, I'll need some serious pain management, that's for sure.
That's no doubt you'll need ambulance. I don't know whether pot is the thing that you're going to need. Now, we're going to take some phone calls. Jeff Dowder is out driving, stoned, and you're driving fine. Is that right?
Currently, I'm fine, yeah.
Okay, back off that car phone, too. Here is Sherman Oaks on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Sherman Oaks, hello?
Oh, yeah, sorry, didn't remember me.
Go ahead, ma'am. Please speak up, ma'am, because we're battling with a car phone here, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
Speak up.
I don't know. I used to do it when I was younger, before my kids.
What?
Not everybody, it handles everybody the same. I mean, yeah, it made me drive, it made me slow down, but it's like alcohol. It affects everybody differently, and the fact that you're driving stoned right now just puts everybody at risk, and you don't
have
know
you ever gotten,
what accident you're going to get into.
Have you ever gotten stoned?
Everybody else at risk, and it's really not right. You
have you gotten stoned?
Around you
she
and
can't
not
hear
be
you.
Selfish.
She can't hear you. Do you have a question, Jeff?
Yeah, I want to ask the lady, have you ever been stoned?
Yes, I've smoked. I smoked many times before my kids were born when I would do long trips to San Diego, and I would love to get stoned on the drive back.
Right. Yeah,
it's a long drive.
It's a sweet drive to San Diego, man.
But it's, you know what? It's selfish. I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know about what I'm going to do with the people around me.
Okay.
It does slow down your reflexes.
You got to back off the phone, okay?
I'm sorry. I want to ask the lady.
No, it's not the lady in Sherman Oaks. It's you, Jeff.
Yeah. What we believe in for pain management is if the tread starts peeling off a Goodyear tire, the best thing you can do is reach for a joint.
No, the best thing you can do is try to take control of your car. Get off Firestone tires. Yeah. But don't give yourself an excuse to smoke pot. I mean, we all can do that in the privacy of our own homes.
I dropped the match. Hold on.
All right, we're talking to Jeff Dowder. Are you there, Jeff?
Hold on, Phil. I dropped the match on the floor.
Okay, we're talking to Jeff Dowder, who's getting high in his car to illustrate what? That he can get high in a car? Now, he claims that because he's on Firestone tires, he's going to need pain management if the car crashes. Do you use the marijuana to control anxiety, Jeff? Jeff?
Yeah.
Do you use it to control anxiety?
I'm not anxious about nothing.
Well, then why are you smoking it?
Because if I crash on account of the Firestone tires, I'll be in pain.
How do you know this? You might just have a small case of whiplash.
Well, check it out. Well, that's painful, but check it out. I mean, if the tread starts peeling off my Goodyears at 65 miles an hour, I guarantee you I'm sailing through somebody's windshield, and it's probably mine.
But you've also slowed down your reflexes, and now you're causing a danger to everybody because now your hands are not on the wheel.
I can't. Did you hear him?
No. Right. I can hear him smoking his pipe, though. And, I mean, you've got to have one hand on that carb, and you've got to have one hand lighting up that match. That means no hands are on the wheel right now, and you're a danger to everybody around you.
You know as well as I do, ma'am, especially driving in Southern California, that you can drive with your knees. If you got kids in the car, for instance.
Believe me, I drive with my knees, but
okay.
I don't do it for long periods of time.
I'm not doing
maybe
it
maybe a quick second.
I'm not doing any. All I'm doing is all I'm getting is snapping a bippage, and then I'm back to it.
But it's just selfish now. And now that I'm older, I just find it to be selfish.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not that much older.
Right.
I mean, it was only, 3 years ago that I was still doing it, but...
Thank you for your call, though,
right,
ma'am,
thank
and I
you,
appreciate
sir.
It very much. Jeff Dowder out on the Hollywood Freeway, getting high, anticipating his tires to fail. Richmond on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello, ma'am.
I'm a hospice nurse of over 13 years.
Oh, see, Lord.
One, I am annoyed that this man is trivializing a very serious discussion within the hospice community. Two, there is no study that I'm aware of that says that marijuana has anything to do with controlling pain. It doesn't affect the pain control.
Well, I'm not going to get into that argument with you because there's all kinds of people who believe differently, that pain management is a part of marijuana can manage pain for cancer patients. There's millions of cancer patients who tell you differently. So you know what? I'm not even going to get into that debate, all right?
It's nausea control.
I spilled the bong water all over my pants. I guess that makes you happy, huh?
I'd like to make the point that it's used not for pain control, but for nausea control.
I have spilled the bong water all over my pants.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
that
again,
helps.
I would like to...
That helps.
I'd like to make the point that it is used for nausea control, not for pain control.
Well, can I jump in here?
Yeah, go ahead, jump in, Phil.
Isn't there... Have I not heard the term pain management... in association with marijuana?
No. It's used sometimes for relaxation,
that's
but
a really
it's not
good
for
question.
Pain management.
That's a really
in fact,
good question.
If anything, it puts somebody more on their pain.
I think a lot of you have heard that.
You know, you're swallowing your car phone. I can't understand him. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Here is Augusta on the Phil Henry Show. Augusta, hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I think you're being selfish out on the road.
What?
I think you're being selfish for driving out there on the road.
I'm being selfish? What's that mean?
That you shouldn't be out there as
I'm
other
doing
drivers.
This for you. I'm doing this
doing
for you.
Doing it for me.
Yeah, I'm proving to you so you won't be afraid next time you get in some Goodyear tires on your truck to get stoned.
Well, I'm not getting Goodyear tires on my truck.
Oh, you're not?
No.
What kind you got?
What kind? I have Toyo.
Well, whatever that is, man. I mean, those things will probably peel off, too. I'm so wasted I missed the universal off-ramp, damn it.
Okay, watch your language, and that proves that you're not concentrating. You're so you're so stoned you missed the off-ramp.
I missed off-ramp at Universal Studios. I got to go all the way down to Lancashire, but you know what the good news is, man? There's an In-N-Out Burger at the end of the Lancashire ramp. All right.
Whatever! Okay, let's hang up on him, okay?
What are you doing, man?
I'm going to hang up. Have fun, okay?
Yeah. I want I want the double-double animal. I want to have...
That's great. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. .1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show, and we'll be broadcasting live from the Museum of Television and Radio 1 week from tomorrow. That'll be on November the 2nd, and I got to tell you, I don't look forward to doing remote broadcasts. They're very, very difficult to do, so you'll forgive me if I'm not paying attention to anybody while we're doing the show, but maybe we'll come out from behind the plexiglass and say hello to you. They've got us in the theater there. A lot of the other shows that are going to be live from the Museum of Television and Radio will be from the radio studio. And that's the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills. And a lot of them will be from the radio studio. Some will be from this large theater. And that's where we're going to be doing our broadcast. And it took, you know, Kelly Gates is tremendous. The only reason why we're doing it is for Kelly. The only reason why we have anything to do with the Museum of Television and Radio is Kelly Gates. Who is one of the all-time greats, Kelly Gates. And we love her, and we congratulate her on her new gig. And that is tremendous, and she has been such a supporter of this show in particular that, you know, we just about do anything for her. So that's why we're going to go and do the broadcast. If Kelly wasn't over there, I wouldn't give him 5 freaking minutes. I wouldn't even spend. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Well, I don't know anybody over there. The people I do know about that work over there, I ain't too crazy about them. But anyway, well, I don't know. Weren't you saying to me, Mike, and I thought it was wrong, weren't you telling me that you thought the bookstore at the Museum of Television and Radio was crap? You said that, Mike Schaefer, my producer. Oh, you didn't? Oh, it must have been somebody else. Did you tell me they didn't have anything in there? And by the way, if I may, we have the Phil Henry album, number one rated Phil Henry Show album, will be coming out very shortly, within a couple of weeks. We have it in CD and vinyl. And I think a wonderful thing would be to place that in the Museum of Television and Radio bookstore so we could sell it from the Museum of Television and Radio bookstore. Isn't that great? I'm glad I thought of that. Make that happen, will you, Norm? That'd be great. You telling me that ain't going to happen? Oh, okay. Well, it was worth a shot anyway. So next week we will broadcast live as part of a radio festival we're having over there. And if you'd like to see the show, as we have mentioned, we have sold out all the seating in the theater itself. But you can go into a museum gallery. They'll have closed-circuit television, and the gallery there is right out on Rodeo Drive. And isn't that the street that it's on Rodeo? I think it is. Anyway, and you can go into the gallery and you can watch us as we're doing the show. And we're really gratified and very flattered that that Kelly would ask us to do that. And, you know, it's really a very, very cool thing. And you know that on Friday at 5 o'clock, we'll have Gary Oldman in here. And I don't know, maybe that'll be something that we will continue to do. Maybe bring in people who we really like. Well, the reason we're having Gary Oldman is because the guy's such a phenomenal actor. And I'd walked out of the theater on Sunday after we'd seen The Contender, Marie and I, and we were just completely blown away. I mean, I've loved everything that this guy's ever done. And you know, let's be honest, the guy's been in some stinker movies. But everything that he does in those movies is cool. I mean, and everybody knows who he is, right? I said to Craig, I go, we're going to have Gary Oldman in here on Friday. He's the guy that was the psycho in The Professional. And Craig's comment was, and I quote, the dude's radical. He was the guy, he took that pill and he'd like flip. And then I said to the kids, I'm going to have the guy who was the bad guy in Air Force One on my show. And they're like, oh, yeah. And then I say to my wife, I'm going to have the guy who is in Immortal Beloved. And she's like, yeah. And it's just, there's a movie for everybody in the Gary Oldman filmography. And I said to Mike Schaefer, I'm going to have the dude who is in True Romance. And he's like, yeah. That cat he played in True Romance was out of sight. Now that guy, this ain't white boy day. You know, so this guy is like big time genius freaking actor. That's why we're having him on. And we don't have no guests on this show. And I said it to you before, and I'll say it again. It's not that the people are bad. It's just that they're dull. I mean, who? You know, how many times you want to hear these cats? Who cares? I want to talk to somebody who's really interesting. So I will simply say this. If you're a celebrity or anything, and you get on this show, man, you must be something special. Because the only people we let on this show are Jeff Dowder, who thinks they ought to hand out baggies of pot at the Goodyear Tire Company. Now, those are the kind of guests we have. Can you imagine that? You know what? Yeah. These tires are going to come peeling off in about 50 miles, and you're going to feel really bad when they do. So here's some dope. You might as well blast up before you leave the parking lot. And thank you very, very much, Mr. Smith. Here's a big, fat joint for you to smoke before you leave. All right, and also, let's not forget our Casino Night 2000. It'll be on November the 4th. We're really looking forward to that. Phil Henry Show and My Friend's Place present the great Dwight Yoakam. He's going to be performing at My Friend's Place Casino Night 2000. Tickets are a little steep, but I'm going to tell you something, man. It's worth it. It's worth every moment of it, and all you have to do to get tickets, 323-908-0011, extension 102. That's 323-908-0011, extension 102 for tickets to Casino Night 2000.
That guy there, that Vernon, he's a nut. I mean, that guy, I think he's like a state out of some kind of mental institution.
I'm out of a mental institution. I'm trying to keep people from getting into mental institutions, sir.
You say like that he is trying to kill
subconsciously he is trying to give members of the New York Mets cancer, yes, sir.
I think subconsciously, man, you got something wrong with you. And then you say he's going to grip him a towel and possibly strangle him?
There are a lot of ways to kill him.
Athlete.
Oh, are you telling me that Roger Clemens doesn't want to hurt Mike Piazza?
No.
Go ahead. Tell me that with a straight face.
He does not want to hurt Mike Piazza.
That's why he threw a baseball at his head.
Well, now, I mean, you know, that's part of baseball.
Oh, I see. Giving a guy a concussion is part of baseball. I got you. Nice going, Ace. It's not
going
to work.
It's been going on since baseball's been there. And
since,
but still.
How long has baseball been there?
Getting a man in the head with a baseball and killing him and subconsciously wanting to kill him. And subconsciously, you say that he can't perform with his wife because of Piazza. I doubt that you're even who you are, and if I was even with this radio
station, you know as well as I do that stress, you know from your own life, sir, that you can't make love to your wife after you've been frightened by something. Isn't that true?
Oh, yeah, I can. You probably can.
Yeah, sure. No,
you
I think, pal,
even married.
No, I'm listening to you. I can read.
Problem.
First of all, I want to thank, first of all, I'd like to thank President Bush for calling the program.
Yeah.
But I would also like to say, sir, I will tell you this much. I can tell by the sound of your voice that you've more than once had to say to your wife, honey, can I just take a break?
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
You're not, man. I mean, sir, you are. I don't believe these people got you on.
All right, hold on for a minute. Who's kidding who here? Because both you guys.
Bill, I'm trying to tell this guy everything I'm saying has scientific basis.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
None of it does. You're not.
Let me ask you a question. How many baseballs have you taken off the head?
Huh?
How many times have you been hit in the head with a baseball?
Maybe twice in my life.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Buddy, it sounds like you've taken a whole batting practice off your head.
Well, I don't think anybody did.
You don't think anybody did what?
Took a whole batting practice off their head.
I think that Mike Piazza.
He hit one time. And even if he did hit him that time, that don't mean he's trying to kill him. If he was wanting to kill him, let me tell you something. If he was wanting to kill him, the first pitch of the last game, he would hit him right between the eyes.
Could you repeat that?
If he was wanting to kill Mike Piazza, the first pitch of game two to Piazza, he would hit him right between the eyes with him.
Well, I don't know. What about giving Joe Torre cancer?
Whatever he wants it. Huh?
What about giving Joe Torre cancer?
Oh, you're a fool. And let me ask you this. My radio broke up. You got to let me hear this because this has got to be one of the funniest things I ever heard. What was it you said about Lou Gehrig's disease and Roger Clemens' dad? Because my radio broke up.
I'm simply saying that it's possible that Roger Clemens' father was a groundskeeper and passed some of the stress and gave him Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah, I bet he was. And, you know, it's possible Reverend Clemens' grandpa was, like, there on the cross with Jesus, I guess.
I guess it is possible, yes. If you want to start making fun of religion, if you want to start making fun of my religion, yes, it is possible.
I'm a Christian myself. But
you're a Christian,
you're making,
huh? You know something? I think your head looks like a beanbag. That's how many baseballs you've taken off of it. And maybe you're that.
Okay, fine. Listen, thank you, sir. The Ashland caller, your phone's breaking up, but I thank you very much.
I think it's a heck of a thing for you to make fun of Jesus Christ, too, sir. I really do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
Boy, that guy.
What?
I think that guy lives on Love Canal.
Phil Hendry.